My name is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. Where might you be calling from?
I'm calling from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Oh,
and,
sure. Been there.
I have a master's degree in biomedical electrical engineering, but I've been doing shaman work since 1980. And the things that Eric's talking about, I've worked with thousands of patients, and what he's talking about, I guess we're really on the same page. The thing I'd like to comment on is the past life. I do past life with maybe about the same number percentage that Eric is talking about, maybe 30%, only because I find it extremely valuable. There are people come into this lifetime with some major loss, and in shaman terms we call soul loss, and they're really dealing with issues that they're born with. I mean, they start this way in life. And it could be the loss of love. It could be loss of, any kind of aspect of themselves. And what I find is that when you take them into past lives, it truly gives, their present soul a picture of where they came from, and that actually aspects of their soul can be retrieved in past lives. And so it's just like going back in time and then seeing perhaps as he's talking about the person that was buried alive, there was a trauma that occurred there, and that their part of their soul left as a result of the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that aspect of that soul part can be returned, and they actually can see, when they're in their past lives, they can see this aspect, this part of themselves that left due to the trauma.
How can you lose part of a soul? Why not the whole thing?
Well, because what happens is, like, let's just take the present life of a person. Perhaps they're abused, and during that abuse, that particular age, like age 12 or 13 or whenever the abuse occurred, in order to cope with the abuse, they actually had to leave themselves. So that 13-year-old part left themselves. So here they are at 40 or 50 years old, and they may have a 7-year-old part that left because they weren't following their spirit, their soul, in this lifetime, let's say, at that age. They didn't do what they saw to do, and so they tried to be good or whatever, or maybe they were abused, and they actually, this age left them and is out there. It's outside of their body. It's an energetic aspect of themselves that's not inside of their body. So in doing soul retrieval, I actually have the person do the retrieval themselves as opposed to me seeing it out there and bringing it back, which is a very shamanic thing to do. But the person can clearly see their 13-year-old part or their 20-year-old part, and these aspects of their soul actually leave, again, referring to the present life, and mm-hmm. they actually leave. And the person can actually, in a kind of a trance state, can see this outside of themselves and actually can call it back into their arms and bring it into their body. And it totally affects them from that point on.
Well, let's find out from you, Eric. Have you, in any of your clientele, done any work where the soul was mentioned or came to be?
Basically, what I hear him say is exactly what I'm talking about in terms of fragmented energy, that a lot of times healers and shamans and hypnotist therapists, things, we all kind of do similar things but use different language, and that's, I think, what he was addressing, that if we fragment that energy, it stays stuck in time, and that's where we try to remove it, and the goal is to reintegrate that energy in the whole. And as we reintegrate that energy, that's where we're moving more towards our oneness, and we have to mirror our oneness in order to integrate with the greater oneness, the presence or the creator.